Hello.
Hi, is Chris available?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. My name is Ruben. I work with Jeremiah. Actually, works on my team here at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Living the dream. Do you have a minute I can talk to you about your file?
Yeah, I do.
Can I ask you to grab a pen and paper and make some notes?
Yeah, hold on one sec. Okay, go ahead.
And so, my name's Ruben. My phone number is 858-866-9102.
858. Okay.
Now, are you a countertop shop or are you a millwork company or both?
Millwork company. Part of that does include countertops, though.
Okay, so is this a stone CNC you're getting or a millwork CNC you're getting?
It's a millwork CNC. Actually, okay. Well, the countertops we do are solid surface, engineered solid surface, so they're not stone. They're they're fake stone, like Corian.
Yeah. Quartzite, so good,
yeah. Yeah, that can also be milled on the CNC.
I run Bank of Cardiff's Stone Equipment Finance Division. I wasn't sure if you were at the CNC show in Chicago.
No, we didn't make it.
Cool.
But, it's not stone per se. Stone is a different spec. We outsource stone. But any acrylic, solid surface, and millwork.
Okay. I've worked through referrals with a lot of millworking companies. Not my specialty, so to speak, but I know quite a bit about it. What I want to do is I just want to kind of talk to you about your business, learn a few things, and most importantly, educate you about the financing that's available for your business, and then put you in the driver's seat so you can make the best decision for your business. So right now, and I know Jeremiah reached out to you, and he's one of our best sales reps, so I'm not surprised that you applied because people love working with him. But what I see in your file is your file is being shopped around, and the notes I have are that people are pitching you on better rates and better this and better that. Is that an accurate summary of what's going on?
Not for this transaction in particular. I mean, we got all sorts of calls from people who are interested in giving us financing or capital infusion or stuff like that. Which we're not really interested in. I mean, we've got a good relationship with our bank. We've got a nice line of credit. We've got a commercial loan with them, and we're really just looking to finance this machine in particular, which, when we do buy new equipment, we do look to finance the entire.
Have you ever financed a piece of equipment of this value, or has it been smaller pieces?
Smaller pieces. The largest thing we financed was the CNC we had before this, which was about $40,000.
Okay. So here's what I think is going on in your file, and I'm not going to take the sales tack. I'm just going to treat you the way that we'd want to be treated as consumers ourselves. Your file's being thrown against the wall and someone's helping it sticks. That's just the cold, hard truth. People are taking your file and they're launching it at programs, and the reason is we used to take broker business, and it's being sent to completely inappropriate places. And it's basically you selling a customer on, someone saying, hey, I want basic countertops, and you're saying, okay, you need Carrara marble. It's just not a good fit. And so my goal is to kind of tell you what's available for you and some challenges and what we can do and what the market can do. So let's talk about the good things. You guys have been in business a little more than you're a little more than 3 years at this point, correct?
We started August 2013, so August this year will be 3 years.
Okay, and the business used to be owned by someone else, correct?
No.
Why did
yes, not prior to us opening, though. We opened, we were able to get startup funds from our mother, Kathleen. Who at that time was the owner.
Okay. So the business was started in your mom's name, okay?
Correct.
And then when did you take over?
That would have been the end of 2014. Or I should really say beginning of 2015. But.
Okay. Have you filed your 2015 tax returns?
Not yet. We are on extension.
Okay. Why are you getting this equipment, and how does it help your business make money or save money?
Oh, sure. Numerous ways.
Okay.
A brand new piece of equipment is is an extremely valuable investment for us. You know, we have run this shop on used equipment, and used equipment is good, but you know, it doesn't last.
No, it's a Band-Aid solution.
Exactly. And, you know, we had this machine prior, which we actually sold. And actually, what started this was we had an opportunity to sell this machine that we currently have. And with that opportunity, you know, we have to have a CNC machine here. That's the most crucial piece of our business. You know, it increases the speed of production tenfold, where, you know, it cuts out all our parts. You know, it decreases our labor costs dramatically. And increases our production, decreases our production time, but increases our production value.
How much do you think this saves or makes you on a monthly basis?
This machine will probably have paid for itself within 2 years.
So monthly, what, like $6,000, $7,000, $8,000? What numbers are we looking at?
Probably about $6,000 a month.
Okay. $6,000 a month? All right.
Yeah.
And are you working, I know BSE actually kind of off the record, some of the sales reps at BSE, when they can't get financing approved in-house, they send deals to me. It's kind of funny. I actually just, when did I do that deal? I just funded a customer who, there's a customer that I funded. Is BSE part of Intermac or no? They are, right?
Yeah, it's BSE Intermac.
Yeah, I funded a guy actually up, I have my own book of business. I've been here for almost 9 years, but I found a book of business for a guy who had some issues getting financed, and we took his approval and got it done, and he's up in Northern California and really happy. So, are you dead set on BSE right now, or are you shopping around for different pieces of equipment?
No, we're set. Actually, to tell you the truth, the machine we have right now is a BSE. We've had BSEs forever. My dad used BSEs when he was in business. The machines are... They're just great, you know. They're built like tanks. They last forever. The support system that they have for their customers is phenomenal.
Okay.
And so we're definitely stuck on BSE. In fact, we have bought a machine. You know, we have signed the papers to buy it. We have approved financing through BSE.
Oh, you do? That's what I was going to ask you next. Okay.
The only thing was that the rate we thought was a little high.
Okay,
we're chopping around a little bit.
So let's kind of talk about what's available for you, because what Bank of Carter does, and BSE with an internal manufacturing process, sometimes we're not going to beat them, and the simple reason is it's kind of like going to Ford Financial Services, and I'm sure you're dealing with a guy named like Stan Ragley, correct?
Yeah,
he's been in the business. I don't know him personally, but I only hear good things about him. So I don't think even if we can't even help you on this transaction or you go with them, we also offer products that are different. We also offer working capital loans, because every business owner needs cash, and we are actually a direct lender in this industry. I know you get calls for it, but people love our product, so it doesn't necessarily need to end with a yes or no. What have you been offered by BSE? Tell me about your terms, please.
Five-year terms. I think it's 8%.
What's your payment?
$2,700 a month.
Okay. How much down?
Zero.
What's the exact equipment cost?
$124,500.
We said it's $2,700 a month flat.
Yeah.
Take your approval.
I'm sorry?
Take your approval. It's an awesome approval. I would take it.
You would take it.
I would take it. And hopefully that doesn't come across as rude or condescending. It's an awesome approval. Yeah. It's got a great approval for you. And the reason is that's a no money down approval, and for a 2.5-year-old business now, what does that really mean? I'm not sure how BSE might have recourse. So a lot of vendors that we work with, we work with, like I said, I have a sales rep here or there that will send me a deal if they can get it approved internally, but with some of the vendors that I work with, they have recourse. And so if their deal, if you don't pay, guess who pays for you? Your vendor.
Right.
So whether that's happening or not, could be, because truth be told, there's a lot of risk in deals that are under 5 years, and that's a lot of money.
Right.
But yeah, I take unless you're really wanting to put a lot of money down, you're not going to, I mean, not to be rude, I think that's an awesome approval. Yeah. I would take that. I would take
it. We all but have taken it. You know, we are switching out machines here at the end of the month. And we have, you know, we decided to shop around at that time to see about, you know, what kind of the rates could we get.
That approval,
if we don't get a better rate, we're just gonna do it.
Have you provided financials and everything to them, like tax returns, things of that nature?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I mean, at the end of the day, how do your financials look? Are you perfect?
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
You know,
so
we have some debt. We have a $60,000 loan out.
No, but do you show that you make money on paper?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you show that, because I've got some concerns on the credit being a little light and some of the bank statements ending, like, because it gets down pretty thin. But here's what I could tell you, if you've got full fins and if you can show that you make money and there's positive cash flow, let me tell you where I think our numbers would come. And you can forward the financials to Jeremiah. That might change it. I thought you were just showing your application. But we are at 124.5, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. And I'm assuming you want to do as long as term as possible, correct?
I mean, we're fairly comfortable with a 5-year term.
Okay.
But I mean, if you have a longer term, we wouldn't be opposed to it.
You said you've got zero. Go ahead.
The machine is should last us 15 to 20 years.
Gotcha.
No problem. So,
and you said can you just confirm your payment is $2,700, right?
Right.
All right. And nothing down?
Right.
Interesting. Well, what potentially could we offer you? Because you do not want to write a check for money down. That's my only concern. Can you let me think real quick on the fly, see what I might be able to do for you?
Yeah, sure.
If you can show Jeremiah you make money and show him an actual approval, like what we're competing against, the best that I think we could do for you, you're going to have to do, we don't do any money, zero down loans. We've been burnt by those really, really badly. It's torched our portfolio. So, you would have to leave at least one or two payments and a small documentation fee due at signing. You would have to do that. But if you were okay with that, you know, I wouldn't see on some of our, not our best programs, but some of our reasonable programs, it is potentially possible that we get you a payment around the $2,400, $2,500 mark. That could be possible for you.
Right.
Which, you know, if you're talking about payment savings, you're talking about $200 times 60, I know, $12,000 over the term. But to get you those type of terms, especially with being under a 3-year-old business, I would need, like, you'd have to show Jeremiah, here's all our financials, 2 years, profit and loss and balance sheet, and most importantly, that there's good positive cash flow that this business generates money. And as long as it's there, we can give you an answer not by tomorrow, but if we got this by this evening or tomorrow morning, probably by Monday on what we could do. And I would say if we can beat the offer, go with us. If not, your offer for BSE is solid.
What are you looking for down?
We usually look at, like, two payments at signing. Honestly, on a lot of these deals, we structure them with, like, a larger down payment to get customers, you know, because we want them to have some skin in the game. But if you have a legit approval if you have a legitimate approval, you know, offhand, we're just going to say, hey, can we beat it and save you some money? We will not offer you anything that saves you $25 a month, by the way. So we'll either offer you something that saves you a lot of money or tell you to go with, you know, your current financing offer.
Right.
And then, of course, we offer working capital, so even if we advise you to go the other route, you can always choose to do working capital with us if you're interested.
Gotcha. I'm pulling up our quote here to double-check it here.
Have you ever done any working capital loans, by the way, or no?
No.
Do you know about the product?
I'm fairly familiar, yeah.
Okay. Well, we know customers get calls all day long. Our terms are a lot more friendly, and a lot of our we do a lot of construction financing.
What are your typical terms for capital loans?
There's no typical customer that we deal with right now. Right. Those days are long gone. So we do loans from about $10,000 to $2 million on an unsecured basis. Why our product works is it's really not selling a customer a product. It's looking at needs. So a customer will come into us and say, hey, look, because the working capital product, you've heard of like a daily or weekly payment, correct?
Yeah.
It's either really, really smart or it can bury you. Some of my customers have done great with it. Some have destroyed their business from the inside out. So it's really important to go over, hey, what do I need this money for? How does it affect my business? What is the whole plan of attack? What are the meat and potatoes? The good news about the product is why it does work is it's not there to compete with the line of credit. It's there usually to supplement a line of credit. So you mentioned you had a line of credit, correct?
Correct.
What's your limit?
Right now it's $150,000, but we are in negotiations with our banker right now, who's fairly confident they can approve us for another 50.
Okay, and what's your limit right now? How much is on right now? I'm sorry.
Like how much is available?
How much do you have in debt?
Probably $40,000 now.
Okay, and you just kind of use it and pay, correct?
Yes.
So, where our product comes in, line of credit's a good product. The whole issue is that it's cancelable, and for many, you're doing it the smart way. You're not maxing it out because the second you actually use it heavily, it's like a credit card. It's not going to have good results for most customers. And so what we offer is a loan to supplement a line of credit and just kind of give you an idea looking at your bank statements. I know sometimes there's $40,000, sometimes there's $400. Your bank statements are pretty volatile, correct?
Yeah.
Which is okay. That's not a bad thing. Volatility is not a bad thing. It's a sign of a growing business. But, you know, me just doing a precursory glance and look at your bank statements, you know, what could we approve you for? Probably $150,000 to $200,000 of unsecured money as a loan. The term lengths generally are 6 months to 2 years. Our average first-time customer is doing a 12 to 18-month loan. But it all comes down to the specific need a customer needs. This money is not to be taken lightly. That's when people get in trouble.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead. It is feasible.
We may at some time need a capital infusion loan. I'd say things have been going very well.
Absolutely.
Cash flow is always, unless you have the capital to back it up, cash flow is always going to be a problem in this business. We need about $300,000 on hand in a line of credit, or, you know, some other form.
Are they just like large jobs? Are they just for large jobs?
Our jobs range. You know, we do anywhere from $3,000 to $500,000, $700,000 jobs.
Yeah. There's a customer that I just helped out, and not to jump in, what they use the money for is pretty simple. Very similar profile to you guys. They've just been in business about 7 years, but they were getting to a point where they couldn't float all their work, and they're literally turning it away. They could not float work, and their contractors didn't pay them on time all the time. They have a line of credit, but they didn't want to max it out. So I think they borrowed from us like either 150 or 175. And the reason they used this money was to basically be able to tackle more jobs without going crazy. But the customer who you right now, what's going on in our industry is you're getting calls from 100 people a day, 18 mailers a month, and people are offering you capital without actually asking you any questions about your business. Since we actually are a lender and a buyer of these loans traditionally, we'll make sure we know why you're using this money, but it's a great product for the right business owner who has a great plan of attack. It's an awful product for a business owner who just wants to use it to plug a hole.
Right.
But to answer your question, it's usually 12 to 18 months is the average term. Interest rates aren't cheap. Generally, you know, on a yearly basis, it's about 20% for a year and a half, probably about 30-35%.
Right.
And do you have those financials?
I'm sorry?
Do you have those financials?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, if you could fire them over to Jeremiah, and I'll give you an answer by Monday on what we can offer you. I appreciate your candor. Are there any questions I can answer for you right now?
I don't think so.
Okay, and you're able to send them your personal and business tax returns, kind of everything as a nice package, right?
Right.
Last question. So
I can provide in-house financials for 2015.
Yeah, so what I'm looking for is, I'm looking for the 2015s, since you're on extension, profit and loss and balance sheet, the 2016 right. year-to-dates, and then the 2014s personal. I already have your business. The only other thing I might need is, do you have your business bank statements for, do you have your business bank statements for, I'm sorry, do you have your, yeah, we do have your business bank statements, so that's fine.
Right.
Do you have actually have anything in writing that shows your current offer?
I can probably pull that up.
Cool, yeah. And I would say, you know, I'll try to get you an offer, but like I said, your other offer is pretty darn solid.
Yeah, it is pretty solid, and, you know, like I said, it's, we just had a little bit of time before they're shipping the machine, so we thought we'd shop around a little bit.
Yeah, see what's available.
I have had quotes from other leasing agencies that, you know, we've not been happy with. Actually, one agency said, no way, you've only been in business 2 years, and they weren't interested. And so, you know, we're probably going to go with their in-house financing.
Yeah, that's the point. They're willing to buy deeper to move that a piece, it sounds like, which is, it's not going to, but... Is it worth it for us to take a few hours and see if we can win your business? Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, well, let me see if I can work something out here and get that stuff over to you, and let me know what you can do.
Thanks a ton. I'll pass the note on to Jeremiah.
Cool.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.